Good morning. A beautiful start to the day across interior New York and New England, with a cool front heading off the East Coast, opening the door for clear high pressure to build in, bringing us a nice blue sky, crisp temperatures, and most importantly, low humidity. The dew points are down in the 40s this morning, while many locations have gone back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. We'll rebound nicely with that strong spring sunshine and the long days. Readings will push quickly back through the 50s and 60s and into the 70s in most places by mid to late afternoon, and maybe even the lower 80s across the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England with brilliant sunshine. Clear and cool tonight with high pressure overhead. Temperatures will drop back quickly, and most places will be in the lower 50s by morning, and even some 40s and perhaps a couple of 30s in the hills and mountains. This will set us up for a good-looking Friday with brilliant sunshine to start the day. As that high gives way off the eastern seaboard, though, clouds will steadily increase through the latter portion of the afternoon, and there's even a chance of a shower in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills by evening, but most places will stay dry through the daylight hours. A system out in mid-country will head our way for the weekend. Right now, it looks like a steady rain will develop overnight Friday night and continue into at least the first part of the day on Saturday. Scattered showers for Saturday afternoon. High temperatures will be held back in the lower 70s, and it looks like we'll at least have some showers around on Sunday as that system will be slow to depart, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy skies and highs remaining in the lower 70s. A cool pool of air in the mid-levels of the atmosphere looks like it's going to stick around for a good chunk of next week. The result will be some unsettled weather. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday will have at least a small chance of showers, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds all 3 days, and cooler than average temperatures, and mainly in the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms in portions of the Ohio Valley region to the mid-south and then south Texas. A cold front now moving southeastward over Kansas and southward from the central to southern high plains will settle across the central Mississippi Valley and stall to the south. This will occur as low pressure deepens over Missouri, then tracks across southern Indiana to western Ohio. The attached warm front will move northeastward across the mid-south region. Scattered thunderstorms in bands and clusters should develop this afternoon near the front from the Ohio Valley southwestward across the Ark-La-Tex region. Tornado potential appears relatively maximized within a large shear environment just east and southeast of the surface low and in the vicinity of the warm front. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Burgas, Bulgaria at 8:46 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was from Wichita, Kansas at 6:13 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were 33 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Wapapello Dam, Missouri. The 96-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1969 by 4 degrees. There was one daily record low. At Makaweli, Hawaii, it was 58 degrees, and this is 1 degree cooler than the old record set in 1918. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility and fog, 41 degrees, with a west-northwest wind at 20 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 37 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 55 degrees, the dew point 49, 80% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 29.80 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Belmont, Arizona. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 78 degrees, the low 63, the average temperature 71, that's 9 degrees above normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday, for the month 6.03 inches, which is 2.55 inches above normal. And 13.80 inches for the year, which is 85 hundredths below normal. There were 6 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 70 and 78 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today 74 degrees, the average low 52, the record high 92 set in 1937, and the record low 34 in 1961. Sunrise this morning was at 5:20 a.m., Sunset this evening, 8:26 p.m., 15 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with comfortable humidity and a nice breeze with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Mostly clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the 40s and even some 30s across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and beautiful today with much lower humidity and a nice breeze with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Mostly clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with comfortable humidity and a nice breeze and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and beautiful today with much lower humidity and a nice breeze with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with comfortable humidity and a nice breeze with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, just the outside chance of a shower in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills by evening in the mid-70s. Rain on Saturday morning, scattered afternoon showers in the lower 70s. More scattered showers Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy, lower 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds Monday through Wednesday. And a chance of showers all 3 days with highs in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.